Another prediction, and this could be a trend and it could be a specific incident, Allah knows best. But we are all aware of one of the most amazing predictions that we now see in front of us in our own lifetime. And that is the prediction that in the Arabian Peninsula there shall be higher and higher buildings. In the Arabian Peninsula there shall be skyscrapers. And this is something that, again, who could have ever imagined? We need to understand, when Islam came to Arabia, the Arabian people were of the most backward in the world. They did not even have government. They were tribal. You know, the basic sign of civilization is government. They didn't have a government. They didn't have a codified language. They did not have a script. The script was developed after Islam. There was not a single library in all of Arabia. There was no three-story structure. Didn't exist. The max you could do two stories, very small. They couldn't build tall buildings. That's why even when they had any type of technology, they're bringing it from outside, because they're not any technological advance. They would import their swords from India. That's why the hadith mentions Indian swords. They would import their armor from Byzantine. They would import their cloth from Yemen. The Arabs did not have that level of civilization that Arabs, that other lands had. So for the Prophet ﷺ to predict that Arabia and the Arab lands would have the tallest buildings is once again surreal. How could that happen? And not just that, but people who were only yesterday dirt poor would be competing with one another to who is going to build the taller building. And I don't need to go into explicit detail. Wallahi, this is self-evident as we speak. These oil-rich families that control that part of the world, their own rulers were born in poverty. Listen to the interviews of the senior princes, those that are still alive. They tell us, look at their YouTube videos. When their own fathers came to power, and back in the 20s and 30s, they weren't rich. There wasn't oil back then. These same princes mentioned they didn't have running water. They didn't have shoes and slippers. They would run around in the sand. And what did our Prophet ﷺ say? You will find barefoot shepherds. Their ancestors were shepherds. They were barefoot. And now that they are the multi-billionaires, what do they do? What is their pastime? What is their hobby? In the year 2000, Faisaliyah Center opens up. In 2010, Burj Khalifa opens up. In 2015, this happens. Each one of these princes wants to show that I have the bigger building. And Burj Khalifa, by the way, is 2.5 times taller than the Empire State Building. Go imagine that. And when the other prince of Arabia heard that, he goes, Khalas, I'm going to build in Riyadh something that is even taller than your Burj Khalifa. It's as if, mashallah, their iman is so strong, they want to prove the Prophet ﷺ correct. And they're going to say, look, I'm going to do exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said. But of course, so the point being that it is self-evident in our times, we are seeing this phrase enacted in front of our eyes. Who could have ever imagined? Who could have ever imagined? Five of the keep on changing, of the tallest 10 buildings in the world are in that region. Go figure. And who did them? Shepherds that were born barefoot, poor. And each one is competing with the other to see who is going to build the taller building. So these are all specific incidents that have been predicted by our Prophet ﷺ.